Chapter 6. Tides of Trust. In the city of Lumen, where humans and intelligent animals coexisted, the fragile peace was often a canvas for broader strokes of conflict and reconciliation. After the tumultuous events at the old mill, the community was on edge, its citizens both relieved by the recovery of the luminary crystal and disturbed by the rising tensions among the factions within the city. Alara, with Fenrir at her side and Mara flitting through the shadows, became symbols of hope and resilience. Their actions had thwarted a dangerous plot, but the victory brought new challenges. The council, led by Councillor Thorne, had called for a public forum to be held in the city's Grand Plaza, a space where voices could be raised in debate and not in anger. A move prompted by the recent display of unity by Alara and her companions. As the day of the forum approached, the plaza was transformed. Stages were erected, and banners displaying messages of unity and cooperation fluttered in the wind. The community's diverse populace, from towering giraffes to tiny field mice, gathered, buzzing with anticipation and anxiety. Alara stood beside Councillor Thorne as he addressed the crowd, his voice echoing through magically enhanced speakers. "Today, we come together not just to celebrate a victory over darkness but to shine a light on the paths we must forge as a united community," Thorne began, his eyes sweeping over the crowd, resting briefly on Alara and her companions as a sign of respect and gratitude. As the forum progressed, representatives from various factions took the stage. Some spoke of deep-seated fears and prejudices, others of hopes and visions for a future where the peace was not just written in treaties but woven into the everyday lives of all Lumen's inhabitants. Alara listened, her heart heavy with the weight of their words, realizing the complexity of the task ahead. Then, a disturbance rippled through the crowd. A small group of dissenters from the outskirts, where the Serpent's Blade had once held sway, began shouting, their words sharp and accusing. "How can we trust when yesterday's enemies are today's heroes?" one of them called out, his voice a harsh contrast to the calls for peace. The crowd tensed, and for a moment, it seemed that the forum would dissolve into chaos. But Alara stepped forward, Fenrir by her side, his presence calm and commanding. She raised her hands, calling for silence. "Trust is not given lightly, it is built, day by day, action by action," she said, her voice steady. "We stood against the darkness not for glory but for all of you, for Lumen." Her words, simple yet sincere, quelled the rising storm of voices, and the forum resumed with a renewed focus on dialogue over dissent. The discussions that followed were intense and productive, laying the groundwork for new initiatives to integrate the more isolated communities into the city's fabric. As the forum ended and the crowd began to disperse, Mara, who had been unusually quiet, approached Alara. "You did well today," she said, her eyes reflecting a mix of pride and concern. "But remember, words are the beginning. It's our actions that will truly forge this peace." Alara nodded, her gaze lingering on the departing figures. She knew Mara was right, the forum was just a beginning. As she walked back through the streets of Lumen with Fenrir and Mara, the weight of responsibility felt lighter, buoyed by the community's cautious optimism. But as they neared their home, a shadow darted away from a nearby alley, a reminder that not all were pleased with the changes afoot. Alara's resolve hardened. The path to peace would be long and fraught with challenges, but she was ready to face them, with her companions by her side and the city's hope in her heart. Chapter 6 closes with Lumen poised on the brink of transformative change, its leaders and heroes stepping into roles they never anticipated, bound by a shared dream of a city truly united. The seeds of trust were sown, now they needed tending to grow.